three.
I should have said that, sorry.
It's also my first night in Ovale, and what a wonderful first night to be here. So I just want to thank you guys first. So my name is Ileana Coolin, and I am an Irish-Canadian poet and a student at the University of Limerick. And I say Irish-Canadian kind of tentatively because 4 hours ago I was checking into the B&B here, and the lovely woman downstairs was like, "Oh, I can't place your accent. Where are you from?" And I said, "Oh, I'm Canadian, Irish-Canadian, which is what always happens when people ask me where I'm from. I always seem to stutter or mess it up, and then I just laugh, because who doesn't know where they're from, apparently?"
Limerick.
Yes, exactly. I'm from Limerick. And then whenever I answer that question as well, I always think, what would, if I was actually from like Irish Canada, what would that be like? And I think it would just be a whole bunch of people taking the piss out of each other and then apologizing profusely afterwards, saying, "I'm so sorry." That's the Canadian part of it. I guess I'd like to split my reading tonight into three different parts. And the first part, I'm going to read a series of five poems that were published in the Own Stone. So I wrote these poems 2 summers ago, and earlier this summer they were published in this journal, which is the UL Literary Journal. And so I like to think of them as summer poems. But what I did was I took sort of five words that I associate with my dual identity, and I gave them literal definitions and then poetry definitions. So this is definitions of home. 1, inheritance. The acquisition of a possession, condition, or trait from past generations. My mother is earth, father ocean, I was born out of sand. This ancestry of salt and sea has gifted me both salt and sweet. It rolls down cheeks, makes tributaries each time I have to leave. 2, relocate. To move from one place to another. A violent wind whips, strong enough to strip feathers from fledglings unsheltered. Mosaic nests disintegrate as trees mutate to skeletons the cold creates. In scattered waves, birds relocate in search of a less hostile place. Some stay tethered to their home. They are not yet ready to go. 3, borderline. Definition, a division between 2 distinct or opposite things. My mother is earth, father ocean, I was born out of sand. I cannot claim the sea. Sail out to find my peace, let waves embrace the gaps in me, I try. But when I drop into the deep, a fractured surface cuts my feet. No land can be my home. For I am sand, the grains in me too easily blown back to shore. And if I stand, I feel my bones are weakening. With careful fingers, I caress the borderline. I know that I do not belong on either side. 4, liminal. Occupying a position at or on both sides of a boundary or threshold. Where are you from? The questions come. Although no malintent is meant, it is as if they're asking me, decide your identity, divided doubly. You are not land, you are not sea, you are not whole, you cannot be, you cannot be, you cannot be both, have both, do both. Tongue is caught, cut off. Try to speak, we know. No place I claim will become home. Scented voice betrays, and so in space between I stand alone on sand, remaining liminal. 5, home. Definition unknown. My mother is earth, father ocean. I was born out of sand. I hold onto my history with loose grip, tentatively, an unfamiliar hand. Thank you. That was a lot of poems all at once, so I'm sorry about that. The next part I want to talk about, I suppose, is about 3 years ago I moved to Canada. And it was my first time sort of moving away from home and being an adult with a full-time job. And it was a really interesting and wonderful time. But I wrote a poem called Roots just after visiting home, Ireland home, and returning home to Toronto home. And I was distraught and caught between two places during this time because my friends and my family were in Ireland, but my job and my life were in Canada. And this is the poem that I wrote as a result of that. It's called Roots. My grandfather was a forester, so it only makes sense that I feel completely at home in the woods. I am, after all, a tree. I seek height. The ground is not enough. I want the clouds and sun and sky. I am, after all, a tree. I seek the forest. Seek others of my kin and not a masterpiece of unity. I am, after all, a tree. It only makes sense that my exterior be marked with lines of penknife, people leaving their scratch on my surface, engraving names. A tree, it heals, and so do I, but names remain, lines remain. A tree each year grows outward, developing more concentric inner circles. Why then do I shrink inward? Curl up into myself, shed weight, shed hair, shed tears. If each year I am growing rings, then they are hairline, the width between lines of fingerprints. And a tree grows roots, destined to stay in one place, but I am back and forth and back again, and missing and loving and longing for friends here and there. And I have roots, but they are split, hairs, fragile, uproot. We plant clockwork. And a tree is steady, but every day this week my hands have shook and I have emptied myself. And if the axe hits my shins again, I will crumble and fall, and it makes no sense at all. My grandfather was a forest, but I am no tree, and I won't ever. I just want to end a final part thinking about heritage and home. I started thinking about my grandmothers because we often speak of mothers when we think about home, so mother tongue and mother country, but for me, my home and my heritage is inextricably linked to my grandmothers. So my Irish grandmother is the most quintessentially Irish woman you can imagine. So, you know, Irish grandmothers, the sort of the biddy, the stereotypical image of that woman, and she's very associated with the church and maybe religion. My grandmother's house was not adjacent to the church, but quite literally on the church grounds, and her kitchen window overlooked a graveyard. That's how religious she was. My Canadian grandmother, so imagine maybe the opposite of that, the complete opposite. She became pregnant with my mother at 19. She drives around a motorcycle and smokes Rothman cigarettes. She smoked about a pack a day. She's like the coolest, most hip grandmother you can imagine. So they're very, very different women. But both of them, in spite of their differences, are their kind of home to me. So for me, home is like a person, and they both represent home. And also both of my grandmothers experienced memory loss as a result of Alzheimer's disease. And unfortunately, my Irish grandmother passed away from Alzheimer's about a year ago. So I was sort of grappling with the question that if home is a person, and that person starts to fade or lose aspects of themselves, your representation of home get lost. And I think with constant remembering and reminding and recitation that it doesn't, you can keep that memory alive. So I wanted to end with a poem that was actually written by my grandmother herself, who was a poet. And then a poem that I wrote about her own home. So my grandmother, Maureen Kilran, this is a poem that she wrote called Cratlow's Oaks. Am I remembered in Cratlow? I pray you tell me. Is there an oak in a garden with a shade neath its canopy? An oak, the king of the forest, in his robe of emerald green. Beautiful even in winter. Naked, noble, serene. What if you're old and feeble and won't live to see him grow? Children will climb in his branches, generations come and go. Search for a baby seedling or an acorn on the ground. Find a sheltered corner and plant them in a mound. I wrote this final poem in English and also Oscuelga for Maureen, and it's called Ahru, or Change. Tán sean teach seo ag titi. Siúna me stig ar chosa édrama, láfa sínta, con chlocha a gáwál, níl ach tianach fáca an seo. This old house is falling down. I walk inside, take tentative steps, palms outstretched to catch the stones. Only dust is left. Thank you folks so much.